Okay, so picture this. You come home from like a, a nice relaxing vacation, and you walk into your basement and it's flooded.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, not a good scene, right? And it turns out it's from a little leak in your HVAC system.
Yep, that's every homeowner's nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. It's like the last thing you want to deal with. So today we're doing a deep dive on a little device that can help prevent that whole disastrous scenario.
That's right, the mighty flute switch.
So for those of us who, maybe haven't encountered this little device before,
Right.
what exactly is a float switch?
Well, it's actually a pretty simple device, but super effective, and it's usually located in the drain pan of your air handler.
Okay.
And, that's the part of your HVAC system that houses the evaporator coils.
Right.
You can almost think of the float switch as like a little lifeguard,
Okay.
It's just sitting there watching, making sure everything's okay.
Gotcha. So keeping an eye on the water level, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there's a blockage or a slow drain line, something like that, and the water starts to build up, the float switch is going to be there to step in and save the day.
Right. So it's like that early warning system.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And without a float switch, even a small leak can lead to some pretty serious damage.
Yeah, definitely. And we're talking, ceilings, floors,
Oh,
walls.
yeah, all susceptible to that pesky water damage.
And it's not just the, structure of your home, right?
Right, yep.
It can also damage the HVAC system itself.
Exactly. And then you're looking at some pricey repairs, or even worse,
Yeah, you might have to replace the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly, a full replacement. And it's interesting. A lot of HVAC professionals actually offer discounts on float switch installations.
Really?
Yeah, they recognize just how important they are. It's like a small investment that can end up saving you a ton of money and headaches down the road.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's like an insurance policy for your HVAC system. So we've talked about why they're so important, but I'm curious, how do these float switches actually work?
Well, the mechanism is surprisingly simple, but really effective.
Okay.
So imagine like a little buoy floating on water. As the water level rises, the buoy rises with it, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, a float switch works in a similar way. It has this buoyant component that floats up as the water level in the drain pan increases.
Okay.
And then when that water level hits a critical point, that float triggers a switch.
And what does that switch do?
Well, depending on the type of float switch, it can either physically break the circuit or it can send an electronic signal to the HVAC system to shut down.
Interesting. So it basically cuts off the water flow right at the source.
Exactly. It's like a silent alarm going off and preventing a potential flood.
I like that. A silent alarm.
And then when your system shuts down, right away that something's up.
Right. It's like that signal to go check things out.
Exactly. Maybe a clogged drain line or something that needs
Wow. And
attention.
then catching it early is key.
Oh, absolutely. You want to prevent that small issue from turning into a major disaster.
Now, are all float switches kind of created equal, or are there different types?
Good question. Yeah, there are actually different types of float switches.
Okay.
You've got your basic mechanical float switches, which are like the tried and true, simple and reliable.
Right.
And then you have electronic float switches, and those often come with some bonus features like, remote monitoring or even smart home integration.
Oh, wow. So you can actually like get alerts on your phone if something's going on.
Yep, exactly. It's like technology has even found its way into this, seemingly simple device.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it adds another layer of protection and peace of mind.
Definitely. So to wrap things up, it seems like a float switch is pretty much a must-have for any homeowner.
I would agree with that.
I mean, it's a small investment that could potentially save you thousands of dollars in damage, not to mention a ton of stress.
And it really makes you think, we've talked about water damage and the importance of catching things early, but what are some other preventative measures you could take around your house to avoid similar problems? It's all about being proactive and protecting your home.
That's a great point. There's always more we can do to safeguard our homes.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive on float switches.
My pleasure.
Until next time, stay dry, everyone.
Stay proactive.
Yeah.